This is NHL Radio.
Now it's a pleasure to welcome in another Brendan Morrow of the Dallas Stars, and he joins us here on NHL Live. Brendan, Don LaGreca, and EJ Raddick. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good, fellas. How you doing?
Doing great. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes. We really appreciate it. And I got so many questions for you. I don't know where to start, but I do have to start with, I saw the Sean Avery thing on ESPN last night, and you were talking about your past relations with Sean Avery. How many fights do you think you had with him? Because you talked about it. You had a number of fights with this guy.
Yeah, I don't know if we ever sat down and figured that out. I would go, you could count it on one hand. It's around four or five for
okay.
sure.
So it wasn't that many then?
No.
Okay.
No.
Who got the better of those fights?
Well, I kept wanting to fight him, so I didn't get the better of many. I wanted to get that good shot in, and I never got it.
He's probably one of those guys that you do want to get that. You know, if you're playing against him, he's irritating. You want to not only beat him, you want to hit him really good.
Exactly, yeah.
Get you mad. Hey, I got to talk about, too, your team last year in the playoffs. You were able to push forward, and, after some years where there's some disappointment, I thought against Vancouver, I thought you guys played really well in that first-round series, unfortunately lost in a Game 7. Last year you had a great run. What was different about last spring than maybe the springs prior to that where things didn't go as well?
Well, I think that Vancouver series, if it wasn't for Marty, it probably wouldn't have got to 7. He had 3 shutouts, and we couldn't win the series. So I think it was getting timely goals. The Brad Richards trade, he scored some big goals for us in that Anaheim series, and those were things we've been lacking probably since the Brett Hull days here, where we have just some guy that just seems to have that goal, that spark at the right time. And it was a different guy for us last year. Pretty much every time we needed it, somebody stepped up, and those were things that were harder for us in the previous first-round exits. We're finding some goals.
Does this new schedule make a difference to you that you're going to play the teams in your division 2 less times?
I think we have a tough division. The Pacific Division is one of the tougher ones, I believe. But I still want to see the schedule change a little more. I'd love to play every team home and away once. So I'm still not completely happy with it.
Hey, well, how was the summer for you? Because I remember as we left, Brendan Morrow, you were like, torn and tattered and a little bit beat up from a terrific playoff run. And you were just, I thought some of the games, you just were unbelievable how well you played. How was the summer for you? Did you have to, did you have to have any surgeries? I mean, what went on in the off season?
No, I got through pretty lucky. I just needed a little bit of time to relax. Everything healed on its own. And I got to meet my twins I had during the Detroit series and put some time in with the family. So just everything healed up on its own, and I got pretty lucky that I didn't need to go under the knife for anything.
How is having twins in the house?
It's an adjustment. Everything kind of
Are these your first 2 children?
No, I have a 4-year-old girl, so this is 2 and 3, and it's been great. We got pretty lucky. I got pretty good sleepers, so we've been pretty blessed with them, yeah.
Hey, to go from 1, going from 1 to 2 can be tricky. Going from 1 to 3,
that's
good luck.
That's a whole number. Yeah, exactly.
How was that trying to play during the playoffs? I mean, it's such an intense time of year for you. You're trying to, to fulfill a lifelong dream, maybe of winning a Stanley Cup, and yet you have this other major event in your life. How was the balance of that for you in the playoffs?
Well, it's probably a good thing. When I got such a – you got to be so focused for that hockey game and in Detroit on the road, and you got your wife and 2 kids in the hospital back home. It could be tough, but it was such a mental grind in those games that I was able to just forget about those things. And when the game was over, my heart was back there with them in the hospital. Mm-hmm. But when the game was on, I was on in that hockey game.
Talking to Brendan Morrow, the Dallas Stars here on NHL Live, you talk about the mental grind of the season and the playoffs, and you were live and die every day. You played so well during the course of the postseason. How long does it take for you to mentally get ready for the next season? How long do you have to sit and just rest in the off season?
I don't know. I think I haven't found the perfect answer. I think a day or two later, I was already ready to get back at it. And getting that close, you realize it's going to be a grind for 82 games to set yourself back up to be in that position again. But I think just being that close, and it drives you and gets you hungrier. So I think after a day or two after losing, I was already ready to get back to work.
What was the you play the Detroit Red Wings? Hey, they went on to win the Stanley Cup. What is that experience like in a series like that, as far as, you know, learning and growing from that? I mean, because that's a pretty good team you were playing against, and you guys, you know, after a little bit of a slow start in the series, you guys came on and really gave them some trouble. What do you take from that loss against a team like Detroit, which is a pretty good team?
And that's they were better than a pretty good team. That was a great team.
Yeah.
We built. That's all we can. We got to take the positives, and we went through two really good teams in Anaheim and San Jose too, and we just came across a better team that was hot, and we fought hard. We made a series of it, but the bottom line is we lost it, and that's what's going to have to motivate us and drive us. And we got 23 guys that are coming in here, hopefully ready to work and put in the effort that we'd put in last year to put ourselves in that same position.
Hey, Brendan, what's the, you know, in training camp and in the exhibition games, you know, we talked about Sean Avery, he's new there. Brad Richards for the whole year there has got to be, I think, a big positive for you guys. What else is different about the team now than we last left you? Who are some of the new guys or new faces that we're going to see on the Dallas Stars?
We got a young winger coming in from the James Neal. I think he's played some World Junior Championships. I think he's going to be a pretty good player for us. Once Fabian Brunstrom kind of gets adjusted to the North American style game, who knows what he's going to bring to us. And so those are two main guys I think you think of on our team. And we had a bunch of defensemen come in late last year and play in the playoffs when we had injuries, guys like Fistrick and Grossman. And Zuby's kind of on the IR right now, so we're going to need some of those guys to step up for us again early in this season. And those are some guys just keep your eye on.
Did it help them because of the fact that because Zuboff was out a lot last year, do you think those young defensemen were able to get enough experience because they had to play a lot more because of the injuries?
Yeah, and I think it was probably good for them just to be thrown in the fire like that. You come in, I did it my rookie, you come in a little young and dumb and you don't really know the situation you're in. You just go out and you play hard, and I think that was probably good for those guys just to be thrown in the fire like that. And they played great for us, and it was invaluable experience they got going into this year.
You know, we touched on a little bit before, but you guys are in a really tough division there. I mean, you're in a tough conference. I mean, we always, you know, we get a lot of calls running from, like, Chicago fans and, you know, Columbus fans, Blues fans, Phoenix fans. They're all saying, oh, we want to beat the playoffs. We're better. We think this is our year. But then you look at it. And boy, oh boy, that conference is so tough. You can pencil in four or five teams before we even start as teams that are probably going to be in the playoffs. I mean, try to, you know, give us a sense of the night to night in the Western Conference and in that division in particular, how tough it is.
Well, they're great lineups. You look at them on paper and they're great lineups, and then you go and you play the game and they're physical. Like you think you're playing a team like Scott Niedermeyer and Timo Solani, Ryan Getzlaff. It's going to be a skilled game, and then you go in and you come out of that game after 60 minutes and there's not much left. That's a physical hockey team, and San Jose is no different. We want our identity of our team to be a team that's tough to play against. So there's just, I mean, you look at the lineups and you think that they're all skill, and you come out of those hockey games just beaten and bothered from them. So, I mean, it's a tough grind in this division.
Brendan, it was a pleasure watching you in the playoffs last year. Looking forward to watching you this year. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
For more podcasts, check out NHL.com. This is NHL Radio.